T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So if there is an organization that automatically comes to mind when you think about candidate forums in this area and probably across the country, it's going to be the League of Women Voters. And that is one of the things they do. They put together forums, they put together voter guides, and they really make sure that voters have the information that they need before they go to the polls. So one of the things the League of Women Voters has been working on is a forum for the race for the district attorney's office. Turns out the incumbent, Stephen Zappala, isn't going to be available for this year's forum for that office. So Judy Clack is, and hold on, sometimes I have more papers than I should have with me. Judy Clack is the voter service chair for the League of Women Voters for Greater Pittsburgh. She joins us today to talk about this. Welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you for asking.
So give us some background. So you guys do forums all over. In fact, you're doing one tonight in which I'm involved. So you send a letter out to all of the candidates. Kind of talk me through this process. You send a letter out to the candidates, and then what happens?
Okay, we send a letter, official letter of invitation on League of Women Voters letterhead to all the candidates and give them a deadline to which to respond. We find a site, get volunteers, and then we wait to hear from the candidate.
And Stephen Zappala, in this case, had said earlier that he would participate in a debate in a legitimate forum. So you had every reason to think that the League of Women Voters was a legitimate forum, correct?
Right. In fact, we were very happy to see an article in the Post-Gazette in May in which he was quoted saying that if an organization such as the League of Women Voters sponsors the forum, that he would feel comfortable and would attend. So we started planning then and started trying to get in touch with him over the summer.
So then how did you feel when you found out he was not going to be available? He wasn't going to participate. Were you surprised?
I was very disappointed. I was disappointed for the entire county community. The League of Women Voters has a very controlled event. The audience must be silent throughout so that everyone can hear the answers each candidate is saying, and so that we can ask more questions. All the questions come from the audience, not from the co-sponsors. The audience submits the questions in writing. They are screened to make sure there are no personal attacks. And each candidate has exactly the same amount of time to respond. So with a quiet audience, screened questions, and time limits, every candidate feels very comfortable when we do a forum. And so the League was very disappointed because now the entire county does not get to hear Mr. Zappala's answers nor his opponent's answers, Lisa Middleman.
So when you originally reached out to Mr. Zappala, you reached out to him about a specific date. His campaign said, unfortunately, he won't be available on that date. As I understand it, you then reached back and said, okay, well, are there a couple of other dates that he might be available? Where does that request stand?
Okay, we put out a request saying, just name 2 or 3 dates in October, and we will do the best we can to make it happen. We are doing a total of 9 forums throughout the county in October, but even if we had to double up on a day, the League of Women Voters was committed to give the public this forum. Up to this moment, Mr. Zappala has not responded with an alternate date.
So the other thing, as I understand it, is that the campaign kind of responded and said, we're fine with the League of Women Voters, but some of the other collaborating organizations haven't directly addressed some comments by the opposition, Lisa Middleman in this case. And doesn't that kind of take the idea of the debate in a different direction than the League of Women Voters tends to be?
Well, the League of Women Voters cannot make any comment on any personal issue the candidates have with each other. Mm-hmm. We have no comment on anything, and we are just trying to provide an opportunity for the public to ask their questions and to hear the answers live. We do not make comments on whatever the back and forth is going between the candidates.
Again, on the other stuff. So let me ask you a question, Judy. Have you noticed a trend in recent times that more and more candidates are not taking advantage of opportunities like debates, like forums, to come out and state their positions?
Yes, but when we have finally gotten a resistant candidate to come, their campaign manager in one instance came up to me afterwards and said, if I realized how controlled you would hold the whole event, we would not have given you such a hard time about participating. So we hope that word will get out, and we will continue to organize forums as best we can. We are all volunteers. But there is resistance by some
candidates
to allay.
So two quick questions before I let you go, because I know you're working on the forum for District 9 tonight. So when you have two candidates, one opts not to participate, then you just don't have it. It doesn't become then a vehicle for the one candidate who is willing to participate. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I'm glad you brought that up, Lynn. League of Women Voters guidelines, locally, statewide, and nationally, state that if there are only two candidates and only one agrees to participate, the other one cannot speak, because it would appear that the league were endorsing that person, and we do not endorse, support, or oppose any candidate or party. So the candidate can physically be there, they can bring their materials, they can schmooze with the constituents afterwards, but during the formal events they are not allowed to speak or answer any questions.
Or address the audience. And then very quick, you have a website where folks can get information on all the candidates running in the Pittsburgh area. What's that website?
Okay, the best website is Vote 411.org, which is VOTE 411.org.
All right.
This is a place where candidates can put a photo, a bio, and answers to three questions, and the community can compare and contrast.
There you go. Judy Klax, thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time. We got to go, but I'll see you tonight at the forum for the District 9 candidates. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.